This is Man Behind the Machine. You are listening to Inspirato Projecto Radio.
Thinking of a dictator who, like, we get this idea that this particular dictator is just terrible, horrible, mean to the people. Just, you know, you just get these tons of just these myths about just the family he grew up in, how terrible that guy was, how terrible he is, what he does to his own family. All just horrible, horrible stuff. Well, it turns out that it's all just stories. They're all just stories. That's it. It's funny because it's and then it turns out that the guy's just this like lovable teddy bear kind of guy. But you get this idea that, oh my gosh, he's mean, he's horrible, he does all these terrible things. It's written about. But it's really basically something that is perpetuated by his close advisors. They are stories. They are sworn to secrecy to actually not tell anyone outside of this what the real truth is. So the, you know, all that stuff is just basically utilized to keep the populace fearful. Now, maybe they stage stuff, too. It's possible that they stage things somehow. You know, mass shootings, terrible, terrible stuff. So that way people are like, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, I'm not going to have him mess with me, but it turns out that it's just movie magic to keep the populace in line. That's my 5 cents. I can't remember if I ever talked about Bubblegum Benji or not. He was invented during this time. The electricity went out in my place for about a month, and so I was learning to live without internet and all that jazz. So I'd go up to the library and stuff, but I was painting a lot on the balcony. And I came up with a whole series of paintings. I gotta tell you, there's really something to painting outside in nature. And this was my first attempt on my own balcony. The other time I painted in nature, the other times was with Crafty St. James. He and I would ride our bikes. I would ride my bike with all my painting supplies. He'd ride his bike with a fold-up card table and a chair and his laptop. And he would sit out there. We'd sit under this tree. We called it the pea tree. The pea tree, like the petri dish. And we would just create. So now back to the balcony and painting out there. Back to the petri. There, that really got me hooked on the idea of, and the excitement and the joy of painting outside, and just all the ideas that come to you when you're outside. All the ideas, people passing by, just everything. The animals moving around, So, in fact, I'm going to sit out on the balcony while I talk about this. I think that would just be apropos. I think that would be apropos. Kitty, kitty. Marky's out here, too. So, ooh, it's crispy. Crispy out here. Crispy out here. So I paint on the balcony and just get so many ideas. Just like with Salvador Dali, a lot of his paintings, what's in his paintings is the landscape, is the backdrop of Quetequ, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Quetequ of Port Lligat in Spain, I believe. I'm probably messing this up left and right. But the place he shared with Gala. Gala. I am Salvador Dali. Living in this little room with Gala. The only difference between one crazy man and Dali is very simple. Dali is not crazy at all. It's from the documentary that Orson Welles narrates. What a brilliant combination, Orson Welles and Salvador Dali. I believe it's called The Soft Self-Portrait. God, brilliant, 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 brilliant. So I would paint out here. And just like how Dali was inspired by the ocean and the rocks that were out there, I was inspired by the trees that were out here. If you just stare at a tree long enough, it'll become something different. That's one of the things Dolores Cannon talks about in the Guardians of the Galaxy, or Guardians of the Garden, in her book, which I have yet to read, but I've heard her lecture about, is that they're, you know, the leprechauns, the fairies, they all do still live at their nature. You just, like, if you blur your eyes, you're supposed to be able to see them. You can definitely see the shapes in there. So, being out here on the balcony had produced a lot of different artwork. One of them was a tree that was over here that's no longer, and I'll get to Bubblegum Benji. One of them was this tree off to the left of my balcony. And that tree was torn down. So I got out the wide-angle lens. I did time-lapse. And so for the next 2 or 3 days, I did time-lapses of them tearing down the tree. So then what I did was I reversed the footage. And I glued it together and I reversed the footage. So it was them, it was these guys building a tree from the ground up, from nothing to something. So you see them hauling up branches, and it's like they're just putting it together like Legos. So it's called Let's Build a Tree. I actually made a music video of it. If you want to go check that out, that's out there. Heck, I might even include that song within this podcast. Let's build a tree. Wow. You know what I'm gonna do? Actually, I'm gonna do the poor man's version of this song. No. I'll include the original song in this. And the painting that I had done of it, this is before, obviously, the before it was torn down. The thing looked, it reminded me of, it was like a Snoopy dog head, because the way the trees looked, the shadow, it looked like one of those floppy dog ears where its ears are down. And then in addition to that, I imagine if it was an airplane, so it was basically an airplane. Instead of the ear was the wing. And so the body was an airplane, but the head was like a Snoopy head. And so I made this airplane painting based on that. So, now, to Bubblegum Benji. It's a picture of a very proper, prim and proper little child. And he's blowing a bubble, blowing a bubble of bubble gum? Boy, I don't care. Bubble of bubble gum. A bubble, 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 bubble. You know, for the longest time. For the longest time. I've had the hardest. This is something I've admitted maybe three times in my life. This is the fourth. I have an interesting relationship with the letter L. It's something that I lazily utilize. Even usually when I am enunciating. This time is very specific and particular because I really am keeping my eyeballs on the L's. L. I went to speech therapy class when I was growing up for L. They said my L's sounded like W's. So it sounded like I was saying L. But really, I was instead of touching the L with the tip of my tongue, I was touching it with the back of my tongue. So I would say L, like L, just way back there, L. Like I wasn't like fully. So my L's usually when I'm saying L, I just barely touch it. I just barely like, I'm kind of just alluding to the idea that there's an L in the word that I'm saying. Which is such an interesting thing because I love vocabulary. Maybe a character, maybe what I'll do is I'll create a character who really accentuates his L's. He loves utilizing the L's. Lightweights. Oh, they're just a bunch of lightweights. Oh, that I don't want it to sound like Ron Burgundy. Oh, the man can overly enunciate. Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana. Louisiana, Luxembourg. I am from Luxembourg, Louisiana. I am a bookworm. I worked at a library. I read lots and lots of periodicals. Periodicals. My favorite animal is a lion. Lions and llamas. Those are my favorite kinds. Lions and llamas. So Bubblegum Benji has a bubble, big bubble, and he floats around. And he floats around with this bubble. And so I came to realize that Bubblegum Benji is kind of made fun of, maybe because he's chubby. He might be chubby. He doesn't have to be chubby. No. He's short, and he chews bubblegum a lot. And so they make fun of him. I always chewing gum. And he just chews it. But he also loves nature. So he's out there in nature. And while he's walking along, little Benji comes across some sap on a tree. The tree has sap. Magical maple sap. Syrup. Syrup and sap. Sap. Would you like some sap coffee? Would you like some coffee sap? Coffee syrup? Hey, anybody need some coffee syrup? How about some pancake sap? Would you like some sap for them flapjacks? Slap. Flapjack sap? Flapjack sap. I can get you some flapjack sap. Flapjack sap. Flapjack sap. Lion. Pillowcase. Pillowcase. lion pillowcase. The first dream I ever remember ever having is one of a tiger. It was a tiger. The first dream that I can remember having and saying that was I remember being terrified. I remember coming out of that pillow and being confused, thinking, okay, is that thing in my pillow? If I close my eyes, is it still going to be there? I remember that confounding me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Beastman. I talked about Beastman in the last podcast.
Hello there, I'm Beastman.
You know, he had kind of an Orson Welles kind of voice. Oh, he's like,
Dear Matthew.
Oh, that's what it was.
Dear Matthew, I was run over by a Buick carriage today on my way to the library. I, of course, am writing to you with my quill and my special ink here from the castle. Dear Matthew.
Yeah, it was kind of based on Orson Welles.
Dear Matthew. Dear Matthew. I'm speaking to you from the attic of my mansion. My large, sprawling mansion. Dear Matthew, things have gone, differently since you were last here, and you went on your very, very long, I might add, sabbatical. Matthew, when will you come back to the castle? I'm going out of my mind. You were the ones who knew about the dollywobbies and the dibbly-doos, the beakers, the tubing and such. Matthew, I'm going crazy here, Matthew. I mixed the wrong potions, and, well, it's turned me into a lecherous gorgon, Matthew. I walk through the streets like a leper. People stare at me like a sloth clutching a tree branch. Matthew, they treat me like an outcast. Mothers and children, they throw rocks at me. I have to cower in fear. I go from merchant to merchant, and no one lets me in their fine boutiques, Matthew, or their confectionaries. Matthew, don't get me started. The other day I went looking for a confectionery, a tasty chocolate. And first of all, they wouldn't accept my seashells, so I hid some within my robe. They twiddled their whistle. And someone came running after me, and next thing I know, I tripped and I fell down a hill. Anyway, Matthew, I'm here now. I'm alive to talk about it, thank God, Matthew.
So you get the idea. That's Beast Man. He's a scientist. He's grumpy. He is now a monster. He looks like a monster. He looks like the Incredible Hulk. That's how he was portrayed in the Nocturnal Jerk movie. His face, it was the one of those old Incredible Hulk masks. It was just plastic face and you got the rubber band around the back. That's what it was like. I had some kind of, oh, I know what it was. It was a black pullover. That was his, he had that. It was like he was a monk. He wrote by candlelight. Imagine he sends it by carrier pigeon. Just talks about how terrible life is out there, you know. Things are changing so fast. He just stays, bam, just kind of stuck in the grumpy old, it's always like this. So that was Beastman.
Beastman, hello there, I'm not a beast. How dare you, I'm not a beast. I'm a scientist. I'm a well-respected professor. I'm not a beast. I'm not a beast. Not a beast. If there's one thing I'm definitely not, it's a beast. Always remember that little anecdote. Always remember that little anecdote. Little anecdote. Beastman.
We used a lot of music from Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, Batman Returns, Enya, R.E.M., Pulp Fiction soundtrack, Angela Badalamenti stuff. Like, there was just a lot of the scenes that we came up with for Nocturnal Jerk, we just had one camera. So when he was on screen, I was filming it. When I was on screen, he was filming it. And when we were both on screen, it was just on a tripod establishing shot. And as time went on, as he continued to get more equipment, we continued to edit more and more of it. We just improvised along with it. We would make a scene and we'd go, hey, let's make another scene that fits with that. Ooh, I got an idea for a scene. Ooh, yeah, let's staple it together. So before we knew it, we were just putting more and more of it together. So if we were to release it, it would have to be on YouTube or some kind of something where they're not going to strip the audio out of there, because that's the original music. I'd like to redo it with, you know, our own music. That would be ideal. That would be ideal. However, the music, it's already in there. It's in the movie. We shot with the VCR. It was all improvised. All the scenes were improvised, and you go, oh, do that again. Let's record that. Ace Ventura, he plays Ace Ventura. I played Jack Nicholson Joker. He plays Batman. I play a whacked-out surfer dude. He plays a crazy German mad scientist. He plays a college student. I play like a crazy like guy who's just talking his ear off. I play his weird neighbor. He plays a divorced guy living with his friend at his friend's house, but his friend is out of town. He plays a businessman. What else did we got there? It's a crazy. Oh, I play a news guy. Something Shepherd.
This is Something Shepherd, Channel 17 News. Back to you, Sandra. This is John. Hello there. This is John here with Something News. Back to you, Sandra.
He had that kind of voice. He was a newscaster.
Back to you, Sandra.
And then Barry plays Rocky. My news guy interviews him. Rocky gets, he pushes him to the edge, asks too many questions, personal stuff. Rocky beats him up. So when he appears on doing the news of a Bigfoot sighting, which turns out to be Beastman, while he's out there doing the news, you see he's got bandages on his face. Oh, man. Talk about low budget. We did whatever we could. We did the best we could. Please Be Kind, Rewind kind of reminds me of that type of thing. It's got that vibe. Just doing the best you can with what you got. What a great movie. What a fun movie we had. Nocturnal Jerk. So anyway, Bubblegum Benji, I'd like to make a cartoon series. He's a little boy. He's walking around in the woods, comes across some sap, and it's glowing. It's a glowing green. Glowing green. He's got red hair, curly-ish, wavy, freckles, wide face, wide eyes. He's like, what's this? I don't... starts chewing on it. And then all of a sudden his eyes turn green. Pupils disappear. Then all of a sudden He blows the bubble, and the bubble takes him up into high up this tree, and all of a sudden it pops on a tree branch. He falls into onto the top of another tree branch. And he looks over, and there's this little sort of dwarven creature living in a treehouse up there. And he goes, oh, the same thing happened to me. Ah, I've been trapped up here all these years, so I built a little treehouse. So he's lived up there. So he teaches Benji how to utilize the magic sap, how to do it. And so they end up flying off, and it's all these adventures. Bubblegum Benji. Bubblegum Benji, where you going? I won't be coming home for a while. So that's what happened. Bubblegum Benji goes on this trip. He goes off into the sky. He comes across the kingdom where all the storks come from. They just have lots of adventures. Of course, a guy with a hot air balloon. You know, all kinds of stuff. So takes him on lots of trips. Then a little dwarven creature like holds onto his leg. Maybe piggyback rides. I don't know yet. But Bubblegum Benji. My battery says here says low. So I'm gonna peace out for now. Talk to you more later. Bye.
Let's build a tree with lots of flowers and branches for birds and bees to sing with their lovers and best friends, providing even those who don't know it exists with oxygen. Let's build a tree. Color it in greens and browns for wind to breathe its whispers of wonderful sounds, giving to us all a place to hang a tire swing. Lots of shade for us to sit and read. Plenty of fruit for everyone to feed. Piles of leaves to jump in when we feel the need. I've started planting seeds. Let's build a tree to climb as high as we dare, to see if we can wear the clouds in our hair, seeing what it's like to live inside the mind of nature.
Hi, Jeff. Seem to have a little bit of a problem here. I see that a couple of our pancakes, the blueberry ones, they made their way down the street. Somehow they got hind feet and they started crawling over the street, over the cars, and the neighbors is really upset. I'm not sure why. I've already told them that we have walking pancakes. Nobody seems to understand. Anyway, aside from that, the milkman came today, and he did deliver some homogenized, genetically modified milk to us. So I think that has a little bit something to do with it. I'm not really sure, but I mean, it's kind of like the Teenage Ninja Mutant. I think something's happening to me. Jerry, can we stop ordering from the milkman who ordered the homogenized genetically that we're up? We interrupt this program for a special announcement. Hi, I am Cheryl Lynn, and I am reporting live here from Brooklyn, New York, where a suspect was seen running around with dancing pancakes with blueberries on top of their head, repeating crazy various phrases, and now we are oh no, I think the milk's gotten to us all. Turn on your TVs, everybody. Psh.
Now, the interesting thing about the Doring Law, by the way, for people that don't know, Doring is a term used for when a car door opens and a bicyclist hits it. Doring is the most hazardous thing for bicyclists because, again, most of them don't take the lane, they don't use the space that they need. So this is another reason you should be further into the lane. Now, with that said, what you'll notice here is the vast majority not only have a clause that says you can't open a door in a bike lane or to obstruct a bikeway, but you also can't leave it open for an unreasonable amount of time. And the verbiage is very similar in these states, which makes me think that at some point, the League of American Bicyclists or one of these groups got together and they emailed or mailed all of these legislators the same verbiage and everyone adopted it at the same time. Or they don't have a law at all, which means I guess you can just open a door in front of a bicyclist. There are a few states here that are interesting that are in blue. Now these are different than the green in that they say you can't open a door that's going to cause a collision with a bicyclist, but it doesn't say anything about leaving it open for an unreasonable amount of time, where all the other states say that. So, Doring laws, very consistent, very interesting how that happened.
I feel there is a major epidemic in the world today. Not many people find math funny, or even enjoyable for that matter, so I figured it might be imperative to inject a little playfulness into the idea of mathematics at large. So, without further ado, let me just say, parallel lines have so much in common, it's a shame they'll never meet. Thank you. How can you make seven an even number? Take the S out. Thank you. An unending parade of an infinite number of mathematicians walks into a bar. First one orders a beer, the second orders half a beer, and the third orders a third of a beer. That's when the bartender puts up his hands and yells, "Get the hell out of here! Are you trying to ruin me?" Thank you. Just to round it off, number four, okay. An infinite number of mathematicians walk into a bar. The first says, "Give me a beer." The second says, "I'll have a half a beer." A third says, "A quarter of a beer, please." The bartender pours two beers and says, "Come on, people. Know your limits."
Oh, by the way, earlier we played a bicycle safety educational snippet there by Alex Smart from Don't Feed the Animals. You can find those guys on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/suedesoul. SUEDESOULE. You can also just simply type in "Don't Feed the Animals Bicycle" and "Sherman Sitter." Look for those guys. They have lots and lots of important videos that you need to know. Lots of great statistics about the importance of taking bicycles places. Lots of great statistics about how much money you save each year when you're not driving a car and you're taking a bicycle places. wonderful, wonderful laws, stuff that you probably would not realize were out there, or what are available to a bicyclist. So, I urge you, please, check out the stuff. Check it out. He goes out to marathons, talks to bicyclists there. Just lots of great stuff. He has God on his show. He has puppets that are plastic bags. He has Sherman Sitter, the LCD squirrel. He has Prism, the technology rapper. Lots of great characters. Lots of awesome stuff. So, check it out sometime.